Well, there's beef between Jimmy Kimmel and Aaron Rodgers, apparently. Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show, and in case you missed it, we did play it earlier, but in case you missed it, this is what Aaron Rodgers said about Jimmy Kimmel.
This has something to do with the Epstein list that came out?
Feels like
it's supposed to be coming out soon. A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't.
All right. Obviously, a clip from this particular program was run on Jimmy Kimmel's show. Whenever Aaron brought up the list, and then Jimmy mocked him for it. Mm-hmm. Aaron has not forgotten about that. But here we are, sitting right in front of that nice bottle of scotch. Mm-hmm. What do you say? I'm waiting to celebrate something.
Oh, yeah.
Something awesome. He's been waiting.
That's the one.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If that list comes out, I definitely will be popping some sort of bottle.
So Jimmy Kimmel didn't appreciate it and took to X. Is that what we call it?
Yep.
We just call it X.
Yeah.
And I thought very cleverly, just because I like this kind of humor, said, you know, Aaron Rodgers spells his name A-A-R-O-N. Mm-hmm. So he wrote A-hole, but he wrote Dear A-A-hole.
Yeah.
And it made me laugh. But said basically, in summary, saying, I've never met, I've never gone, I've never flown, I've never had anything to do with Jeffrey Epstein, and it was irresponsible of you to joke about this or to say this, and it puts my family in danger, and if you don't stop, I'll see you in court.
Yes.
And so then Pat McAfee, host of the show that where Aaron Rodgers made this comment about Jimmy Kimmel, has now apologized for what Aaron Rodgers said.
I can see exactly why Jimmy Kimmel felt the way he felt, especially with his position, but I think Aaron was just trying to talk. Now, did it go too far? And a lot of people, Jimmy Kimmel certainly said that was the case. We and I immediately upon it happening, trying to be like, ooh, you know. But that is Aaron and Jimmy. They've been
jousting a bit.
I don't know, you know. So, like, we obviously don't like the fact that we're associated with anything negative ever. We like our show to be an uplifting one, a happy one, a fun one. But it's because we talk, trying to make light of everything. Mm-hmm. Some things, obviously, people get very pissed off about, especially when they're that serious allegations. So we apologize for being a part of it. Can't wait to hear what Aaron has to say about it. Hopefully those two will just be able to settle this, you know, not court-wise, but be able to chit-chat, move along. Because remember, you're allowed to disagree with people's opinions. You're allowed to say, like, you sound dumb. The more and more you talk, you sound dumber and dumber. And you're allowed to just move on.
Yeah, so it made us wonder, and I know, Jason, were wondering.
You mentioned that Jimmy Kimmel was threatening a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, would he win that? Because anybody can sue for anything. But would he win that lawsuit? What are the potential of winning it? Because, you know, it's clear that it seems that Aaron Rodgers is kind of joking and jousting like this guy was saying. And also, he never actually said he is on it. He just says, he thinks he's on it. You know,
or he's nervous that the fight list come out.
Right. Yeah. And plus, there is also, they're both major celebrities. So I don't know if a lawsuit would win or not.
So basically, I think your question would be, what's the line? Like,
if Jimmy Kimmel sued Aaron Rodgers, would he have a good chance of winning in a lawsuit? I don't think so, but I don't know.
Well, we do have our official attorney on, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yes.
So the line for public figures, one of you said, I think Jason said this, very smart, Jason, that's very, you've been listening to our previous comments about this, and you've picked it up.
Very close to taking the bar, Lisa.
Lisa, don't.
Yeah, exactly. Law school. Jason, Esquire, yeah. So you're right. When it's a public figure, there is this heightened standard that you have to show that the person accused of defamation had actual malice, like an intent to hurt the person. And here where it's, you know, it's comedy, essentially, you know, there's never an intent to harm someone. The intent is usually to be funny. And sometimes that's at someone's expense. And like you said, he was, you know, he didn't come right out and say it. He implied it. So there's a lot of reasons. But what Jimmy Kimmel did was he basically wrote a cease and desist letter that he published to the whole world on X. And they're stopping. You know, they're putting a stop to it. So I think all the right things happened here. So when when someone thinks you're defaming them, whether you have a defense like this public figure defense or not, and you get that cease and desist letter, usually your lawyer's going to advise you, hey, chill out, stop doing this, right?
So,
you
know,
are you assuming that if Aaron Rodgers did continue, even though he's not straightforward providing, like, I don't think defamation that he actually was on it, he just thinks he's going to be uncomfortable because he thinks he's on it. Do you think that then he could get in trouble after the cease and desist?
I think if he kept on, yeah. If he kept on, then that's going to show that, hey, he wasn't just trying to be funny, but he was trying to harm this guy because the guy has now written you and said, look, this is upsetting me. It's hurting my family. It's putting them in harm's way. So you need to stop. And then if you keep going after that, then you are trying to hurt the person, right? Then you are showing malice. And so I think it would be a different story if he kept going. And the interesting thing about all these people freaking out about whose names are in all these documents, so far, first round, over 900 pages of deposition testimony.
Wow.
It doesn't mean that these people, and that's just the first round. There'll be more unsealed as we go along. And it doesn't mean that these people were on the island, you know, in the room having sex with these underage girls. Jeffrey Epstein, he was a master manipulator of power. And so he tried to get to know people in power positions in the entertainment field, in politics, on both sides of the aisle. He was smart. I mean, he played people like crazy. He offered people rides on his jet. He donated tons of money to charitable and political causes. And it didn't mean that these people even knew about the island. Right. It just, you know, famous on that list. It won't matter unless it's a flight log to the island. And then I think you've got a problem. And even then, there were parties on the island that didn't have anything to do with the sex with the underage girls. So even then, you've got to look at, okay, who stayed all weekend or who, you know, that kind of thing. It's just really complicated. I don't think any celebrities are sitting there going, oh, my gosh, my name's in that deposition thing. That meant, you know, I did it. I'm going to be that concerned about it. Because once people know that, hey, these are just people. It was every acquaintance that came out, you know, every meeting he had, all sorts of things were traced in these depositions. Doesn't mean that these people were caught up in that sex scandal.
Except for the prince,
Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew. And now another photo of Bill Clinton. Would that be because they were mentioned? Because I kind of remember the Prince Andrew one. I'm not sure, but the Bill Clinton came was mentioned 50 times. He was there so many times. If celebrities come out and they were there 50 times, and then these pictures of them around these girls, do you think that could be a problem?
I think if you have them photographed with the underage girls, then you definitely have a problem. It's, you know, it's kind of just going to the island because he did use this as a major entertainment spot. Just going to the island. I mean, there are people, you know, there are female, you know, leaders that went to the island, you know, whether it's an entertainment field, politics. He just entertained a lot of people on the island. I don't think just going to the island is enough, but certainly, I mean, like there are these photographs that are surfacing, like you said, I think one of Prince Andrew with one of the underage girls that filed a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's very damning.
It's definitely intriguing, and gosh, you know, we all have conspiracy theories, but the moon landing's one for me. But the other one is, that has not changed. But the other one for sure that I'm actually serious about, like, I do not believe Epstein committed suicide. There's not one part of me that thinks that happened. I believe he was murdered.
Do you think he's dead, though?
I think he's dead.
Okay, because there's some...
Yeah,
you say he's out.
He's out, and he's in, you know. But there's not one part. This is my opinion, that there's too much weird stuff going on for him, and there's a lot of reasons for him to be dead.
Do you think Ghislaine could be next?
I would not feel comfortable if I was her.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, especially if she says,
I don't know that anybody murdered him, but I do think that because he was such an egomaniac, I think he could not deal with the concept of going to prison and being so embarrassed by all of his actions coming out. I think he was helped. I do believe he committed suicide, but I believe he was helped. Because, you know, like the cameras were off,
right.
The guards weren't where they were supposed to be. But, I mean, I do think he probably paid somebody off to say, hey, you know, I need you to look the other way because I'm going to check out.
Yeah, and that he has a lot of money and somebody is probably worth it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.